It's 8:16 on WGMD. We have a commercial segment here with the folks from the Shell Brothers. And we have a special guest in here, Josh Hay, who's been hanging out to talk with us. Hello, Josh. How are you?
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. We're going to learn about one of the Shell Brothers developments called the Retreat at Love Creek. Josh, where is that? Where is
The Retreat at Love Creek is actually in Lewis. It's about 5.5 miles from the beach. We're located on the corner of Robinsonville Road and Cedar Grove Road. So it's kind of right on the back roads between all the main streets, which is great.
Yeah, not far from here, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Right down the street. Well, what's the history in this community? What can you tell me?
Really, it was actually started about 5 years ago and had a different builder in there that did about half of the community. The developer stayed the same the whole time, and when the original builder left, we were really excited to be asked to be the sole builder in the community. Mm-hmm. So last September, we actually opened our sales office, and it's really taken off since.
And what can you? What are some of your... you know, some of the features that are going to help sell these properties?
Of course, our location really seems to be a big aspect of it, just being so close to the beach and away from all the main roads. So it's really convenient as far as driving. But also, the community itself has quite a few amenities. Of course, a clubhouse, a large swimming pool, walking trails that actually go down to Love Creek itself, two tennis courts. But a big unique feature of it is it has wooded conservation area on two sides of the community. So that's been really popular. And an interior is pretty much made up of all ponds and mostly all have fountains in them, which makes it for a nice setting.
So what happens in the wooded, it's a wooded conservation area. In other words, it's always going to be woods on each side.
Exactly.
Or on two sides.
Yep, on two sides of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what else? Let's talk about the houses themselves, the floor plans and that sort of thing. What kind of homes are they?
Yes, basically it's all going to be single-family homes. The community is pretty much made up of quarter-acre home sites, and it gets a little bit larger all the way up to a third. And then the homes itself range anywhere from 1,850 square feet all the way above 4,000. So we pretty much have everything for anybody, whether you're looking for a one-floor rancher or a two-story with a first-floor master. And we can even accommodate basements in most of the home sites. So that's been a really big bonus for us.
I like that. I like the basement. How about the price range?
It's for as close as we are to the beach, it's a great starting price. We're in the 330s to begin with. And that's actually going to get you a lot of things in your home to start with.
What do you mean? I guess you call them standard features?
Exactly.
What are they? What are the standard features?
If you're familiar with Shell Brothers, you kind of know that 2x6 exterior walls, thicker insulation, thicker floors. It's kind of a staple of Shell Brothers. But we also have granite countertops, recessed, vaulted tray ceilings. Sodden irrigation for the full yard, and all that's going to be standard.
That's standard?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Granite is standard, the tray ceiling standard, irrigation standard?
Irrigation standard, even tile floors in the kitchen, breakfast nook, bathrooms, foyer. So it helps with keeping the cost down because most people don't have to upgrade too much.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. So you build that in. I mean, these are the most common upgrades that people want. Anyway.
Exactly. Everybody kind of expects it when they come in. So to actually have it as a standard feature, people are really surprised and happy to see that.
Okay. All right. I like that. Well, since you've taken over, what kind of progress have you made?
Like I said, back in September, we opened our model out there and have been pretty much open every day since. So it's been taken off. We have 27 sales so far. We actually have another one scheduled this month to happen, so that'll be 28. Last month we had a great month with 4 sales out there, so it just seems to be picking up as time goes on.
How complete is the development?
Right now we're about 70% completed.
So really?
So we're kind of on the
so
way pretty, out.
So fairly established.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. And what kind of home sites do you have left?
The wooded home sites, like I mentioned, seem to be the most popular. So those we're kind of getting limited to. We have about 10 home sites left to back to that wooded conservation area. And then we have about another 10 to 15 that are going to be on the ponds with the fountains. And then a few additional that actually just back to lots of common area.
Okay. You wanted to talk about some upcoming events. We're talking about the Retreat at Love Creek. And before we continue... can you give out the best phone number for people to that want to come and take a look?
Oh, definitely. The best way to reach us is actually just calling my cell phone. It's 302-841-5705.
All right, this is Josh Hay you're listening to. It's Josh. Call Josh Hay at 841-5705. That's 841-5705. Do you have a sale? Do you have a home open there?
We do. We have a model that's open that anybody can tour at any time between the hours of 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're open from 12 to 6.
Okay. Now, what about some upcoming events?
We actually, right now, are currently planning one for this fall. We haven't set a date for it yet, but of course, we usually have a good time with all of our events and make them as fun as possible. So if you're interested in it, just give us a call and we'll keep you up to date and we can put you on our list to follow up with you.
You know, buyers rule the day. You know, the buyers in this market rule. I mean, are there any incentives you're offering to try and stimulate sales there?
Definitely. Currently, because we're so new in this community, we are priced very aggressively. But we do have an incentive right now. It's actually $17,000. Off of options. However, Chris Shell actually gave me the ability to give an additional $5,000 off if anybody comes in this month and purchases and mentions they heard us on the radio.
If you heard about it on the radio.
Yep, exactly.
Well, you know, if you've heard, here's what I would suggest. If you've heard Shell Brothers week after week, go to one of the Shell Brothers community. You might as well go here. This is a good one to take a look at these homes. I know the location you're speaking of. It is great. Mm-hmm. You know, it's rural, but close to all the action out on the highway.
Exactly. Exactly. You can pretty much get your super fresh Food Lion Lowe's without even getting on Route 1 or even any Route 9 or anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. It's just it's you don't have to go to the highway if you want to go to those areas.
Exactly.
Josh, that's about it. I think we've gone over everything. But what I was saying is if you want to see a Shell Brothers home and find out about the company, go take a look at the retreat at Love Creek. See what's available. Look through the home. Call Josh's cell phone at 302-841-5705. That's worth $5,000 just if you buy.
You got it.
If you mention WGMD, right? It's a pretty good deal. Is there anything else you want to say about this community?
No, basically, like I was saying, it's I do want to thank all the homeowners there because the new Shell homeowners have been great. But the past homeowners that were there when we got there have just supported us. And they've been so friendly with the new homeowners coming in. And they make it really easy to get to know your neighbors because they actually start inviting you to all the parties and the events as soon as you purchase. So you know your neighbors actually when you move in. So thank you guys all out there for the help.
You know, I drive by there a lot. They're very handsome homes. I mean, I think it's a good looking development. It's between where I happen to work in our Gaffney Broadcast Complex. It's between here and some places I need. If I'm going to go the back way into town, into Rehoboth, I go right by.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, you drive right by it.
Because it's at the intersection. What are the two roads?
It's Robinsonville Road and Cedar Grove Road.
Okay. Right. So I drive right down there. And I drive right by. So maybe I'll stop in and see you. Will they meet you at the sales home?
Yes, they will meet me or my teammate is Jordan Gorsch. Okay. So they'll meet one of the two of us.
All right. 302-841-5705. And that's Josh Hay, Retreat at Love Creek. So there you have it. I like some of the standard features and the floor plans from 1,850 all the way up to 4,000.
Yeah, it's really depending on how big of a home you want. Yeah. The nice thing is all of our homes do fit on every home site. So depending, you know, you don't have to kind of accommodate the location of your home with the size of your home. You can pretty much have it on any
so there's no... If certain lots don't have certain restrictions, right?
Right, you can, right.
Okay, well, that's great. And the wooded areas, I think it sounds great, too. So check it out today, Retreat at Love Creek. Thank you, Josh Hay.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for coming out here. It's another moment with Shell Brothers here on the Talk of Delmarva, 92.7 WGMD Radio. Have a good day.